Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh,
oh, yay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Yet again. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
We always week yet again went by super fast. I literally texted Allison this weekend and I was like, how is tomorrow Monday? Or was it yesterday? I was like, what the heck? I feel like we just recorded the last episode.
I don't know if
and we're going to say that every week.
I know. I don't know if you texted me on Sunday or Monday, but I definitely didn't text you back until Monday because the week was going the same way for me too. So,
dude, yes, it's so crazy. Honestly, though, glad Mercury retrograde is over.
Yeah,
I did not realize how miserable I was, and I still kind of am. Like, you know, a little stressed and going through some personal shit, but yeah, that is just, I'm glad that's done.
Yeah.
Like, now that we're done with that, have you seen that TikTok of Obama where he's like, now that we're done with that, you want to see my renegade? Which fits perfectly to our
main I was going to say this is a perfect mention for this episode.
But we have some topics to cover first.
Mm-hmm. Some housekeeping to do.
Some housekeeping topics of business. What do the people call it? I don't even know.
I know. I don't know. but we need to announce who won our impromptu giveaway from last week's episode.
Yes.
So
I'm so excited.
I don't know. I want us, like, both to announce it, but how do we do that? Do we, like...
We can't. There's going to be too many glitches.
I know. Okay. Well, let's do... I'll do, a drum roll, and you can say who it is. Okay? Ready?
Wait. I'm bad with names, and I forgot the second winner.
Okay. Here.
So I'll do the drum roll and you announce it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
I know one name for sure, but I forgot the second one.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
There were so
many. I apologize.
The person who won graciously did multiple entries too. So we had a few different names to pair with them.
I am not surprised, first off.
But all right.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tap on the table, I guess. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Tati and Emily!
Yay! See, I was gonna say Emily, and then I was like, I don't want to get the name wrong. I'm bad with names.
You would have been right. Yes, so we will DM both of you. We probably already have DM'd both of you. So if you don't get a DM from us and your name is Tati or Emily, I'm sorry, you're not the Tati or Emily that we're talking about. But you also would have had to have been the Tati to comment on our post, which there was only one, so there should be no confusion.
Right. There's only ever one Tati. Nobody can ever replace. Nobody can ever replace Tati. Tati, you are the OG.
Yeah. Seriously, when we, like, look back and we're like, who was, like, our... like, huge supporter from day one, it'll be Tati. Like, seriously.
It's Tati. And also, I just want to clarify that this was chosen randomly.
Yes.
So, fate decided that Tati deserves a reward for being such a great fan of our podcast and supporter. So, we love you, Tati. I just want to say that. But it was also chosen by fate.
Yes. Yeah. We want to make sure everybody knows there was no favoritism involved, but... Tati gave us multiple entries, so she definitely had, like, a really good chance to win. And like Val said, it was just fate because, I mean, she really – we have so many really great fans that comment and that have been honorary 20-something of the week and all of that stuff. But Tati gives us a review every week in her stories. She comments multiple things on every episode post. So
she gave us a review in the podcast app.
Yeah.
So if you do, this is just an announcement. If you do, listen, sorry, this is random. my okay, announcement. If you are listening, if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review or a 1-star review if you hate it. But if you're, yeah, listening, if you're listening to this episode, I assume you like being here. You like hanging out with us. Please leave a review.
Yeah. Yeah. Counteract the 1-stars that we did get. We've either gotten 5 stars or 1 stars. So people either really, really like it or really don't like
it. Really hate it. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if that was like just toxic people who are just,
oh yeah,
who know us. And
I'm not
like,
concerned about our 1-star.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I think toxic friends is a topic for future discussions.
I'm
which
writing
is
that
important.
Down right now. Yes, it is.
Because I have had toxic friends, but I have also been a toxic friend. Me too. Me too. And I didn't realize it until way later. So
same. So
that's like one of my biggest fears is being a toxic person. And then I'm like, I guess if I'm really scared of that happening, the chances of me actually being toxic
are pretty low. Yeah. Well, and it reminds me of that. This is a TikTok thing. We're really in the right headspace for this episode tonight. It's kind of all over the place. We're giggling.
Yeah. Like, look at us go. We don't even have wine in our system. I'm drinking
drinking a San Pellegrino. Like, this is not
a wild night podcasting.
Yeah. No, but it's like that TikTok trend where it's like, when I remember blah, 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 and then you, like, wince, and it's that,
oh,
don't
my gosh,
you
want we somebody want somebody to love.
Yes, it's like that, but it's, like, all the times I remember I was a toxic person before, like, self-discovery or something like that.
Yes.
I can definitely make a TikTok of that, because I look back at things on my life, and I'm like, why did I do that? Or why did I say that?
There's a lot of things I think, like, especially from my early 20s, that song plays in my head and I just cringe.
Same.
So. Oof, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But, okay, well, I mean, another thing that I can't believe I did was download TikTok in the first place.
Oh, God. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, listen, 2020 was rough.
Yeah. Tell me your
I'm
TikTok
sorry for bringing
origin story.
It up. I'm sorry for bringing up 2020, but
trigger warning.
Trigger warning, 2020. Yeah, so beginning of 2020, let's rewind to February. I can never say that month. Don't make fun of me. it's hard. The R's are hard to
it
pronounce.
It is. It's a lot of R's right in a row.
February. Like, I just can't. Okay. So, anyways, a year ago, my coworkers were doing, like, the TikTok dance to Say So, and they were like, it's so cute, and trendy and fun, and I was like, I don't know. And so I kept getting ads for TikTok, okay? But back then, the TikTok that was in 2020, February, the second month of 2020, I'm done saying that word, the second month of 2020, it was like the cosplay type stuff, mm-hmm, which is fine if that's mm-hmm what you're into, because it was honestly... It was, like, you couldn't stop looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, it wasn't because they were bad. Like, they had really cool makeup. They had really cool costumes. And then the sounds. It was the sounds. And, like, them pretending to be walking. And, like, the way that they portrayed their character that they dressed up as. Anyways, I kept watching these ads. Didn't know why. It just happened. And so then, fast forward to, like, beginning of quarantine, I still refused. I was like, no, I'm not downloading TikTok. It is just dances and cosplay. I don't want anything to do with any of that. And fast forward another month. There's this girl who we met, Preston and I met, at the end of 2019. And apparently she got, like, TikTok famous, and we were like, what? How? So we downloaded TikTok just to see this, mm-hmm, and she had so many views on her videos, and all she was doing was dressing cute, showing a little cleavage and lipping these songs and then doing like the
Yeah.
And I know you guys can't see me when I'm doing this, but like if you just like okay, think Nicki Minaj, okay? She always mm-hmm. does like the growling.
It's like a snarl type of
thing. It's like a snarl thing. And like she made it look cute because she's a cute gal. Mm-hmm. And she got thousands and thousands of likes. And I was like, dude, I could do that. Right. Like, I could do that. So anyways, I downloaded and deleted the app multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I downloaded it again because the TikTok of... I'm sorry. Okay. This is gonna be a hard episode to record. Okay.
Oh my god, thank god for editing.
It has the same screen like nine or so times. And so you get your cat. So there was a TikTok of a cat that would be like going across the screen, and then it looks like it's nine different cats, but it's the same cat because it's all delayed. Mm-hmm. So this, I forgot what song it was, but it was like a TikTok to a song of cats. Okay. I downloaded it to try with Daisy.
Oh my gosh.
I deleted the app again. I think I posted it and then I deleted it.
Ways to go viral by make a TikTok of your cat and delete the app.
Fast forward another month or so, and someone told me, you know what? Just do it. It's funny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, fine. So I tried it. And I honestly only downloaded it to provide content. I was like, okay, if I just put content out there, people will enjoy it. People will see it. I just want to say, that dream of becoming a content creator and not a content viewer has shattered.
Yeah.
I am a TikTok enthusiast, content consumer.
Oh my gosh.
And so now these TikTok sounds just like play every day in my head. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. I know. Fine. I will speak in TikTok now, and Jason doesn't have a TikTok. And Preston, did you say Preston doesn't either?
He doesn't.
Yeah.
But I sent him them, so I, like, curate a For You page. And if you don't know what your what a For You page is, basically, when TikTok listens to you on your phone, they – it sounds so bad. They create a page for you based on your interests. What you like, what you talk about, things relative in your life.
For us, that's cats and Taylor Swift.
Mainly Taylor Swift, maybe Ariana Grande and cats. Recently, I got on Paranormal TikTok yet again.
I have never been on Paranormal TikTok, but I want to be on it.
You're going to now that you're talking about it. Listen.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
I was – okay, so when the documentary for Chris Watts came out, I ended up looking on Chris Watts' TikTok. Then I ended up on the ghosts of his wife and daughter's TikTok. Then I ended up on actual ghost TikTok.
Oh, gosh.
And it took me so long to get off of it. Mm. And now I'm back. I'm back again.
No.
And, is it?
Because I feel like that could get disturbing really quickly.
At least for me. It can, because I'm scared of the dark. I'm a baby, and I'm scared of the dark. And I don't have good experiences with paranormal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really talk about it in the comfort of my own bed.
Right.
Which I'm at right now. But
I feel that.
It's probably another episode for another time.
Yeah.
Stories. But anyways, yeah.
So, when you come visit me in Kansas City, we'll record it at my house.
If I'm with somebody, I can. But things like follow you and
Yeah. Nope. I feel that. I won't talk about certain things when I'm at my parents' house for the same, some of the same reasons.
So. Okay. Interesting. That'll be a good episode in the future.
For anyways. Sure. Ooh, okay. Halloween.
Oh, Halloween episode coming up at you in how many? 8 months.
8 months. Oh, my gosh. Well, my TikTok origin story is very similar. I was very resistant to TikTok, like, up until, honestly, Folklore came out. Because when Folklore came out, I was like, excuse me. There are all of these people just posting their, like, Taylor Swift theories on the internet, and I can just watch them a minute at a time, and that's it?
Yeah.
And then move on with my day. So that was, like, amazing. And I was pregnant, I think, at that point. I was, like, late in pregnancy. And so I kind of, like, didn't really have much else I was doing, because that was the point in the pandemic where everybody was like, do we ask people to keep working from home,
right?
Or do we tell them, like, we've been doing this long enough and we need to go back to the like, it was sort of that weird time. So like, I was getting assignments to do at home, but not as many as I like typically would. And so I just started getting sucked into the For You page, like, so bad. And my friends, like, you would send me Taylor Swift TikToks, and I have another mom friend who would send me, like, mom TikToks. Right. So the first version of Mom Talk that I was on made me delete the app, because it was, like, moms, like, in perfect outfits, like, dancing,
no.
like, welcome to Bad Moms TikTok. And it's like,
oh.
No.
Girl, no. That just smells like whiteness.
It's like, bad.
Too much whiteness.
Yeah. You could probably confuse that, like, Mom TikTok, that version of Mom TikTok, with Paranormal TikTok really easily, because they're both fucking terrifying. Okay? So.
Okay. Noted. Don't get on that side of TikTok.
It's not good. Well, and I don't know. I'm just also one of those people that's like, I don't like it when, like, women, like, bash or, like, shame other women for what they're doing. Like, specifically women on women crime makes me upset. And so, I don't know. I feel like when you're on that side of TikTok, it's very easy for, like, you to also be on the side of TikTok that's like, if you're not breastfeeding, you're the devil. And it's like,
oh, God.
I don't need to see that on this app. I'm here for giggles and Taylor Swift. That's it.
I've never thought about, like, the unfortunate situation of ending up on criticizing mom TikTok.
Yeah, and that does take a while to get off of, because you'll be, like, scrolling and, like, watching a video halfway through, and you'll think it's, like, a fun mom video, and then, like, they'll say something stupid at the end, and you're like, God, I just watched 45 seconds of the whole minute of this. Like, it wasn't terrible until the end.
If you haven't caught on yet, when we're talking about, like, sides of TikTok, basically on TikTok, there is a lot of different subjects to be talked about, I guess.
It's basically, since your For You page curates it
for you,
you're not going to see the same things that even the person living in your house is seeing, because you're not searching the same things online.
Right.
You don't have the same Instagram feeds. You're not, like you said, saying the same things. You're not watching the same TV shows. Like, so, because it is hard to explain, but I feel like it's not a side of TikTok. It's just more like TikTok truly doesn't, the algorithm isn't boosting, like, popular creators just because they're popular and they have nothing to do with you and stuff like that. Like, it's legitimately what is curated for you to see. So you're not going to be seeing the same things as everybody else.
And it also depends on how long you're watching types of videos. So if you randomly searched paranormal TikTok, like you're probably going to do later since you want to be on that. If you clicked on a video and watched it multiple times, or like clicked on the comments or shared it or interact with it, the algorithm will give you more of those TikToks. So assuming that you want to see more of that content. So that when we say like sides of TikTok, that's what we mean.
Yeah. And then there are also things like challenges that people do on TikTok or like trends that people do on TikTok, like you were talking about with the dances and stuff like that. But then there's also just like sound trends where there will be like, you know, a random sound that somebody generates or a song from a long time ago that somebody like. Songs are so interesting to me on TikTok because a song can be out for like 50 years and then somebody like puts it on a TikTok and it has a whole new, like people have a whole new perspective on that song.
Yeah,
or something.
Like the one it's that's crazy. Out right now is like, I don't want to sing on this podcast. It's like,
if I know what it is, I'll sing along with you.
The one where it's like, he was big and strong. Da, 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 da,
oh yeah!
Like I don't know what I don't know what the song is, but that's
gosh. I can't sing it, but remember. I know what you're talking about.
But yeah. well, okay, so after you got off of Mean Mom TikTok,
yes, I was just gonna say after I got off of like this is Bad Mom's TikTok, then I was like getting out of that, and I saw one that was like the beginning. It was like a stitched video, and it was the beginning of it was one of those stupid, like, welcome to Bad Mom TikTok dances or whatever. But it was a woman who, like, stitched it with it, and she was holding her baby, and her baby was, like, screaming and crying, and she was covered in spit up, like, baby spit up, like, all down the front of her. And she was only in a sports bra, so the spit up was, like, on her bare skin, you know, which is just, like, not – that's an awful feeling.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is the mom TikTok that I want to be on. The one where they're like.
Messy mom TikTok.
Where they're like stitching the perfect moms and being like, what are you
doing? Like, you're on crack.
Yeah. And if you don't know what stitching is where somebody can create a TikTok and then you can say, oh, I want to add something to the end of that TikTok or put something before it or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can insert a piece of somebody else's video into your own video. Yeah.
Yeah.
And people, a lot of people do it to like,
yeah, like a lot of people do it to play it before you have commentary or, to like at the beginning of the video, they'll be like, this is the one that lives in my head rent free, but it says, what is a video that lives in your head rent free?
I know.
And then people will stitch that. And then, so it'll play that question, and then you will be able to say what, or, like, show the video that you.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't make sense to people who don't have TikTok, but I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you most likely have one.
Yeah, and if you don't, it's okay. If you are still listening to this and you don't have a TikTok, God bless this mess. Like, what?
I feel so bad for you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I'm trying to remember back to like some of my very first favorite TikToks, but some of them honestly were like imitation vines, it feels like. Like,
yeah.
One of the first ones I liked was this used to be a Vine, and then somebody I think just like still had the clip on their phone from Vine and like put it on TikTok. But it's that. Potato tied by a shoestring onto a fan, like fanning around the room, and it's somebody in the background singing, a potato flew around my room.
I love the stupid ones like that. Those are so funny.
And that was one of my favorite vines. And so when I saw that somebody transferred that onto TikTok, I was like, okay.
This is I the like place this app. I
yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're so fun. They're so funny.
And people are so creative. And honestly, like, that gave me a lot of hope in quarantine, seeing like somebody probably spent their entire day on this one really, really, really funny TikTok. But in quarantine, that's great that they had something to do for the entire day. And it's like bringing me entertainment too. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm just freaked out because we talked paranormal. But
oh, no.
Daisy is looking out on the porch like there's somebody or something out on the porch. And I can't see because it's dark.
Are your roommates home?
One is, but she's, I think she went to bed. I don't see anybody. I think maybe she is just, I'm just going to say that she sees a bug.
Yeah.
At least I'm on the second story. But I have this irrational fear of, like, the people below us getting on a ladder and, like, climbing the porch.
Oh, my gosh. I used to think about that all the time. Honestly, when I had a balcony and, like, lived above people, I was always like, they could just, like, climb up our balcony.
No, for real. I mean, I keep the door locked, so, like, the worst they could do is just, like, stare at me through my window. So, I mean, it's fine.
Too bad for them. Too bad for them. They'll be watching you watch Sex in the City.
Yeah, I'll check it out later once we are finished recording. If I get murdered, it'll be recorded.
I was going to say, at least I'm on the phone with you, so I can call 911. I have your address because I've sent you packages, so I'll know where to tell the police to go.
I wonder if it's like an animal or something that's out there.
It probably is, honestly.
Or maybe she's just looking at her reflection and just freaking out.
She's thinking about how bad she wants to play with the kitten.
Probably. Okay.
Anyways. So, TikTok. Yes. So that's how I knew I was really going to enjoy it, was because there were, like, old vines on TikTok. And I was like, I really enjoy this. And then being able to see, like, oh, somebody probably spent a lot of time on this short little video and it, like, made me happy and now I can move on with my life. Like, that was really good for me in quarantine because on TikTok people aren't, like, trying so hard for their content.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
It's very real. So,
yeah, and so it's, like, even if they didn't spend all day making it and it was, like, a 5-minute fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants thing, like, it's just refreshing to see people not putting so much effort in like you have to on Instagram or YouTube or even Facebook, you know?
Right, yeah. And did you see the Ratatouille the musical?
Yeah.
I mean, like, people are able to, like, literally create stuff like that. And it's, like, and it's so real. Like, you don't realize how many artists there are just, like, waiting to do things, like, waiting to sing, waiting to, like, act. And, it reminds me of another guy. I could talk all day about TikTok. Another guy who has recreated Twilight. I think his name is Tyler Warwick. I don't want to, like, get his name wrong. But he does all – he redoes all of the sounds, all the music, and acts. Like, it's like a one-man show, but he's able to, like –
I love that.
Green screen it so that he has two of him and he plays Bella and Edward and everyone else.
Well, it's and just funny. TikTok has such great features too that people really can, like, take full advantage of that and, like, actually produce a really, really cool, like, you know, video thing. Or series of videos or whatever. Like, it's not just like Instagram where you have, like, story filters. And then they're like, all right, have fun using a bunch of other apps and then coming back here to post it.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, TikTok Instagram, is a one-stop shop.
Instagram is, like, very inauthentic. I don't know. Is that a word? Inauthentic?
That's a word, right? That's a word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To me, is more inauthentic. And then TikTok is more of, like, people will literally create, like, a masterpiece of a video just on a whim. Like, they're just, like... Yeah, so I woke up and I made this and it was great, so y'all should do it too.
Right, yeah. And I think there's a lot of resources too. Like, I started following this girl who is, like, documenting herself getting out of an eating disorder. And so she's, like, documenting her meals every day and what she's eating. And it's, like, really great when you can find people like that too. And if you're a person like me, you really enjoy, like, encouraging other people and, like, things like that. So TikTok's great for that too, because there are a lot of people on there, like you said, who are, like, just trying to make it or just trying to, like, get through something. And it's a really easy place to comment and be like, you're doing a great job, or whatever. Like, it's super easy to do that. And on TikTok, like, commenting on somebody's post actually does, like, help them, whereas on Instagram your one comment might get lost if a bunch of other people don't comment, you know?
I just feel like the algorithm is better because it's tailored to what people actually want to see. Mm-hmm. Whereas Instagram just does it based on like sharing and
what
saving,
they
want to
show
which
you.
Is kind of like they've turned into a mall, like an online shopping mm-hmm. type thing. And it's like, it irritates everybody. I mean, nobody wants to like, I like Instagram because I'm able to create like long posts and like
right.
go on stories and post like my daily updates. But as far as like authentic posts, like TikTok is where it is right now.
Yeah. I saw this one TikTok one time where this girl was like, honestly, we should, these TikToks that we're mentioning in this episode, we should download and post to our stories and save them on a highlight so people can like, while they're, yeah, that would be fun. Because then while
yes.
they're listening to this, they can watch the actual TikTok.
Yes. Okay. We should do that. I'll make sure to bring up one of Tyler Warwick's one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Or not.
So funny.
Yeah. And some of them, like, you can't download. So we might not be able to do that with all of them. But we'll do that with right. as many of them as we can.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was so, so against it for a really long time because I just thought it was stupid. And now I'm like, you know what? If it brings you enjoyment, nothing is stupid in quarantine. Like, you just
exactly.
have to do what makes you happy. And if exactly. drowning yourself in TikTok for an hour a day is what makes you happy, then, like, go for it.
So be it. Just do it. Mm-hmm. And if you have been thinking about downloading it and you're still here in this episode, first off, thank you. Second off,
yeah.
Just download it if you've been thinking about it. Because it's like, yes, it taps into your phone, but so does Instagram and so does Facebook.
So does your phone itself. You're not giving TikTok anything that if you're listening to this, they don't already have. Like,
no.
You're just
honestly just makes your entertainment more enjoyable because it's tailored to you and mm-hmm. what you're interested in. So,
yeah.
Anyways, that's my TED Talk of the day.
That's our TikTok spiel. We hope you liked it. That's our TikTok / hope Val doesn't get murdered in her apartment while
oh
we record
God.
This podcast.
I think, I don't know what's going on. I'll have to look out there.
Maybe there's just people like being stupid outside or something.
Probably. The people downstairs are very loud most of the time. Like the mom, we haven't figured out the dynamic. The mom works very hard, we can tell. Like, she works at Publix, and she works long hours and late hours. And there's, like, a 16-year-old, an 11-year-old, and then a girl who is in her teens, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And they are so loud when the mom is not home, and the mom mm-hmm. comes home, and she's like, are you kidding? Like, she's the nicest lady in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us our kitten that we have in our house. Well, my roommate's kitten, so it's hers. But, like, she
yeah.
randomly knocked on our door and was like, this kitten is so cute, but I'm not a cat person. Do you want it? So we took
mm-hmm.
it. And anyway, so she's a nice, nice lady, and the kids are just hellions. And
yeah.
we feel so bad for her because she's working so hard to make
mm-hmm.
a living. And these kids are so annoying. They throw parties
yeah.
when she's gone. Like, this one day, I think it was when school was at home.
Uh-huh.
I was working, and they started throwing poppets at each other, like, midday. And they're, like, screaming, running outside. Like, we're in an apartment complex. Like, it's
yeah.
not like they're
it's
my
neighbor.
It's
not like you're right.
They're below us. Like, I'm
right.
sure. I hope they don't hear me. But, yeah. And, like, it's so... It's just frustrating. We're like, those
yeah.
kids just need a wake-up call. Like, we want to call the cops one day, but, like, we don't trust cops all that much.
Yeah.
To, like, keep everybody alive. So, anyways. so
well,
we don't
in situations
to,
like,
call
calling the cops on people, I always feel like if it turns into the worst-case scenario for anybody, it's like I would feel bad because I called the cops,
right,
you know.
And that's what we keep thinking. I'm like, can I have a fake cop just like
yes that would be so funny. Well, even like I think you can, oh my gosh, this we're gonna get messages like I'm a cop and y'all don't know what you're talking about. And
yeah,
that's fine.
I'm sorry.
But
you know
we're not claiming to know what we are talking about. But yeah, like I think you should be able to get like a non-emergency, like, do you know what I mean? How there's, like, a non-emergency report line. You probably could have, like, a, not an off-duty officer, but, like, a not, like, he's not going to come there and try to arrest anybody, or she,
right,
whoever, isn't going to come there and try to arrest anybody, but, like, just be like, hey, you guys need to make sure that, like, you're being respectful of people around you. Yeah, because I feel like it's hard when you're the parent, but you have to provide, and so you can't be there to supervise.
Yeah,
you know?
And, like, I don't want to get anyone in actual trouble. I just
would
like these kids to treat their mom with some respect.
You should just buy a Halloween costume and pretend to be a cop and go down there and be like, you guys, shut up. I'm the cops. I'm going to come in if you don't shut up.
We received a noise complaint. What's going on down here?
Get my flashlight. We had a noise complaint about some poppets at 1:30 in the afternoon.
You know, people are working from home nowadays, right?
Right. Go there with your glasses and all that. You'll be like, they won't even recognize you at all.
Slick my hair back all the
middle part.
Well, I mean, it isn't a middle part because Gen Z, right?
I mean, yeah.
I'm not Gen Z.
You can fool them all about.
I'm fooling Gen Z with my middle part and curtain bangs, so who's lame now?
Your curtain bangs do look really good.
They frustrate me sometimes. Like, I can't – they're also making headbands in style at the same time, and it's like one trend at a time. I'm not allowed to have bangs and a headband in because they stick up. So, Gen Z, calm down on your trends. Yeah.
Y'all need to, if you're going to have more than one trend at a time, you need to plan them out so that they're coherent together. Yeah. They can co-mingle.
Let the bangs grow out a little bit before we decide to have headbands in style.
Right. Let's wait 8 or 9 months. Let all of our curtain bangs grow out. We'll figure out what the next hairstyle is. And while we're in that weird interim time where our curtain bangs aren't quite the length of the rest of our hair, but they're definitely longer than bangs, they'll look great in a headband.
Right, exactly. So whoever's in charge of the Gen Z trends, please.
You guys are like all on a chain TikTok or something, right? Like
there's something going on there. You guys are way ahead of what's going on with our hair. Okay.
My brother's going to listen to this and be like, oh, my younger brother is going to be like, oh my God, what does she think she's talking about right now?
We're talking about the beef that is between millennials and Gen Z right now.
Right.
Except I feel like I've related a lot to both.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a whole lot of beef. But anyways, we're way off topic now.
I was going to say, I feel like this is the longest episode of all time. But that's also what happens when you get on TikTok. You're like sucked in and then you're there way longer than you think you'll be.
There's a lot to talk about. Hello. All right, well, I think we were going to have... What are you saying?
I'm just undertoning what you're saying with the internet dramas.
Oh my gosh, we didn't even mention that. Okay,
I was going to outro us with it.
Oh my gosh, please do. Please do. If you don't, I swear. Please do. Okay, so this guy makes... songs out of internet drama, and that's what we're referring to, and we'll put that in the episode, I think. So with credit, I think, right? Do we have to credit him? Okay,
we'll in the episode description.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay,
because
all
it's
right
not
anyways
a, yeah. Okay, we're not gonna get into the laws, you guys.
Welcome to law school.
Welcome to law TikTok.
Okay. Back.
All right. Well, if you want to scream at me for how many tangents I went on, you can do that at Allison R. Carpenter on Instagram. That's AllisonRCarpenter. And we would love it if on the episode announcement for this episode, you would comment your favorite TikTok trend or TikTok sound, because we think that's hilarious. So it can be current, it can be of all time, whatever you want, just your favorite one. And you can do that at ThisIs20Pod on Instagram. That's at THISISTWENTYPOD.
And if you want to give me speech classes on how to say February and also make sure I'm still alive, my Instagram is at val.byrnes. That is VAL.BYRNES.
Yay. Okay. Well, I am going to insert the end. Our outro music will be internet drama instead. And I will actually link his full video in our episode description so that you can just go see it. Because I promise you, the sound will
be
funny,
so funny
if
it's
you
so
know
funny.
What it is. But if you don't know what it is, it's not going to be funny. So click on the video in
click
the description of the episode.
You don't have to have a TikTok to see it. Just click on it.
Yeah, it'll just bring you to Safari. It won't make you sign up. Just freaking click on it, people.
Click on it!
Yes, and Tati and Emily, we hope you really enjoy your Blush and Josie store credit. Thank you so much for being fans and listeners and supporters and friends and all of that.
And thank you, everybody else, to listening for listening.
Yes.
Like I said, speech lessons.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to us ramble and laugh and talk about random ass things.
Yeah.
We appreciate
it. Brings us so much joy to do this with each other, and we're just glad that anybody else likes it, honestly.
Yes, for sure. Okay. All right. Well, we will talk to you guys next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, guys. You contact me.